So yesterday we learned Machlokes Mishamei v'Hillel, Ketzer Merakdim. Shita in the Rishayim, the Shita of the Urayim, is that the Issa Midvar Sheker Tirchak is not the way we would think, that Midvar Sheker Tirchak is an Issa to stay alive, but that Midvar Sheker Tirchak actually is a pasuk which says in the parsha of Dayanim, of Dayanus, of Dinei Torah. And the Urayim holds that the Isser to lie is not an Isser Be'etzem. Be'etzem, saying a lie is not an Isser Deiraisa. There's no Isser Torah to lie. The Isser Torah is to lie where it affects someone else, causes someone else to lose money or to make money. It affects somebody else's finances. In that case, it's also to say a lie. But it's time to say a lie, just a white lie. To say a lie that has nothing to do with, has nothing to do with somebody else's mammonis. So that the Torah didn't ask for that. That's not an issue of Torah.
Even to help them increase their loss?
To help somebody, certainly there'd be no issue. No, the issue is only to cause someone a loss. In Vashek and Tirchak, the Gemara says, for example, even if you know you're right, and you think, I'll say a lie in Bez, and I'll win through that lie, and I know I'm right anyway. So, Talmud Lai Mem Midvar Sheker Tircha. So to say, what? Even? If you gain at someone else's expense, that's awesome. You cannot say a lie that affects someone, that causes somebody to lose money. The stamazai to say a lie is not an issa at least. The Chaim Knievsky in his sefer Masechtas Kutim, Islamid has an arichos on this, and he says that if you look in Shas, there are dozens of places where Tanam and Amiraim lied, and it's muchruch like the Shita Sayireim. The most famous is probably in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says a person is allowed to lie. Talmud Chacham could lie. The Gemara there, Nehla Metzia, says for three things. For example, the Gemara says if someone asks you how big a Talmud Chacham you are, you're allowed to say you learned less than you actually learned. The person is allowed to say that. Mishana, you're allowed to be Mishana b'milayu. You're allowed to say a lie. So it's mukhah from that Gemara that saying a lie is not something that's also bad. There's another Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamis says that, I think it was Rav, his wife used to send him a message to the Beis Medrash what he wants for supper every night. So whatever he wanted for supper, she would cook something else. Right? I mentioned that Gemara in the past. So if he said he wanted beans for supper, so she would make meat. If he said he wanted meat for supper, so she'd make meluchics. Whatever he asked for, she would cook something else. Now the person who brought the message was the son. So his son caught on to the code. Like his son caught on to whenever the father wants bean, you know, she makes rice or whatever. So the son was Mishana, whatever the father wanted, let's say he wanted beans. So instead of telling the mother he wants beans, and then he would get meat. So he would say he wants meat, and then he'd get beans. She figured out how the mother worked things. So Rav came home, and she cooked what he wanted. Rav was very surprised. So he told his son, you see, there's hope for your mother after all. He said, no, that's not, you know. I just figured out the whole scheme of things, so that's why I'm able to do this. So Rav told his son, don't do this. Lamaid l'shaynam daber sheker. It says Mishlei, lamaid l'shaynam daber sheker. You're training your mouth to speak falsehoods. So the kashis, why didn't Rav tell him Midvar Sheket Tirchak? It's a lie. So it's a raya that it's not Midvar Sheket Tirchak. There's no way Sidai Raisa to say a lie in a case where you're not doing an avla. No way to lie. If Mamad Bashadim Dabar Sheker, there's an Indian Altsamida Taiva that a person should train himself to always say the truth. It's a proper hanhag. But the dibor itself is not a dibor of Isser. It's not an Isser Deraisa Midvar Sheker Tirchak. To say a white lie, it's not an Isser Deraisa. Somebody asks you something, it's complicated to answer him, so just give him a short answer. So according to this, it's mutter. Chaim Kanievsky writes that Lamaisa, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan to say a lie for no purpose. But Litzayrach, it's mutter. Litzayrach, that's all the cases in Shas. Where you find it, he says, Litzayrach, it's mutter. L'chayra, our Gemara is, at least Beishamai, is a steer to this. The steer to the Urayim. Beishamai says to say Kalanava Chasuda is Midvar Sheket Tirchak. He brings the Pasuk Midvar Sheket Tirchak. It's Mashma that it's an Issa Mamish. Unless we'll say. What?
It's
money. Money. Tell somebody Kalanava Chasuda. Somebody bought something. You say, oh, you did a good. So that's a financial thing. I mean, you bought it already. No, he bought it already. Somebody bought a car. Comes to Yeshiva. Say, oh, that's a nice car. No, it's not a nice car. So Bishami says, Midvar Sheket Tirchak. Basil says, what? So we could look harder. We could learn that that's what Basil argues. That Bishami learns that Midvar Sheket Tirchak is always awesome. And Basil learns that it's not awesome in such a case where it doesn't do anything that's an avla. That would be a nice way to learn this Gemara. Except that the Ritva didn't learn this way. The Ritva said that Basil holds you allowed to lie because Mibnei HaShalom. You're allowed to lie because it's a case of Dak HaShalom. So at least from the Ritva, the way the Ritva learned the Gemara, it seems to be not like the Shita of the Array. I mean, he seems to hold that and he seems to hold that it's that Dvar Sheket Tirchak is out now. It is. I mean the Gemara that talks about being Mishan Ne'ashav. How do you learn the whole Gemara? Let's learn that whole Gemara. Not that whole Gemara you can learn outside the Midah Garua of Sheket. It doesn't say the words, the pasuk Midvar Sheket Tirchak. Here it says, Halo Yitayra Amram Midvar Sheket Tirchak. To be Mishanim in Ne'ah Shalom, so that, it's a Midah Garua to lie. That everyone agrees. It's a Midah Garua to lie, so. And I remember once I showed Rav Palm in the Chazay Nish in his Sefer Emunah B'Tachin, he says that a white lie is an Issa D'Araisa. A white lie is an Issa D'Araisa, and Shatur Pam, he held that it's a Chiddush, that's not the Pashat, that the Pashtus is, that it's not an Issa D'Araisa. I think the Archas Tzadikim says Beferish that a white lie is not an Issa D'Araisa. A white lie, I mean a lie that doesn't mean anything to anybody. Someone comes over to you and says, how are you feeling? So I say, okay, even though you don't. How are you feeling? Fine. Is that true? Shall I say that? Huh? If he asks you, how are you today, start telling him all your problems, he won't ask you tomorrow. That's not his thing, but it's still a lie. You know? If you hold me that Sheket Tirchak is an out and out lie, so it should be us, sir. I don't usually think about it. All right. At any rate, this seems to be a machlokes. Rav Chaim Kanievsky also names on the ikala halacha is that it's mutal tzayrach. He brings, like if you read, if you look at the piece, he has the line where he has just Maramachaimis, you know, Pesachim Samachav and Gittin Lamed Beis, you know, just a bunch of Maramachaimis where people lied. I think it's one Gemara where Rava said a certain halacha in the name of one of his rebbeim. And the Gemara says he was lying, just he didn't want to believe him, so he said it in the name of his rebbe. So, and he was caught. He said, I'll ask him. He was caught. He said, oh, if he'd be dead, then, you know, it'd be too late. You could lie. But at any rate, there are many Gemaras that are mashed that way. And and the bottom line, I'm not trying to teach you that you could lie. I'm trying to learn the Pesha V'Hashek at Tirchak. And I think that this Gemara, which the Gemara says for Pashtos, we, most of us, probably need to remember in order to do. If somebody bought something, Yishab Chenu Be'einav, not a menschlich thing to do. People are in the habit. You see, everyone wants to show they're smarter. So if someone bought something, you tell them, oh, you could have gotten it cheaper. I know we can get it cheaper. I know we can get it better. So that's a mistake. We all do it. And the Gemara is saying, like a Dover Pashit, that Mishalokam Bekachram Neshuk Yishab Chenu, the Gemara is saying, like Bitviya. So it's an Hagen that we have to try to remember for the Gemara. At any rate, let's see, the Gemara goes on. We're up to Rabbi Avo, ki hava osi mimisifto v'bei keser. Nafkin amasa de beis keser la'ape yom ashrin lay. They would come and they would sing, hachi. Rava di imei, or rabba di imei, or medabarno de umsei, v'etzina de nahura, b'riach ma'asiach l'shol. Omru olav ha Rabbi Yehuda Mary Lord. Sho yinaitil bad shal hadas u'maraki l'fnei ha'kala. Va'aymer kala na'a v'chasuda. That Rabbi Yehuda used to dance in front of the Kala. He used to say, Kala Nova Chasuda. What's Pshat in this Gemara? What's the Gemara telling us? Rabbi Yehuda did what you're supposed to do. But we didn't have any machloikas. What's Pshat in these three lines? Rabbi Yehuda used to dance in front of the Kala and say, Kala Nova Chasuda. Ishkayach, he just said Torah about it. In case Mark Lavdea Kala. He's telling you you're passing like Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai. He's passing like Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai. What's the chiddush of this Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda used to do it? So the Rush brings B'shem Yesh Mefarshim, some Rishayim, he doesn't say who hold that the din that you mevatel Talmud Torah for a Simchas Chasen V'Kala, that din is only Rishus. You're not obligated to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. It's a Rishus. Gemara is saying Mevatel Talmud Torah. You're allowed to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. No, it's a Rishus. So then it's a very important thing. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, he would do it. Mevatel Talmud Torah, to go and dance. So the Gemara is telling us, even though it's a Rishus, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi chose to do it. So that's good for the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that he held that it's better to go and dance. It's better. I don't know how you work with Svara and this type of thing. Chazal had to shut up what's better, which is better and which is not better. So I don't know. How do you weigh it? I don't know how you weigh it.
Even if you want to call one is a mitzvah and one is a rishus, that's definitely a mitzvah.
I don't mean it's a rishus, it's a mechas and a gav. If you're not learning, then it's a chi of gomer. It's certainly a chi of mitzvah. Question is this chi of mitzvah deicha talmud Torah? So psak is that you can go either way. You could learn, or you could be mesameh. So these rishayim hold that it's rishus. And the gemara is saying the chiddush Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi did it anyway. It's a mitzvah, but it's rishus. They bring a second raya. The Gemara Megillah says, "Mevatel in Talmud Torah l'meis mitzvah." Gemara Megillah says, "Mevatel in Talmud Torah l'meis mitzvah." So they ask, "What do you mean, mevatel in Talmud Torah for any levaya?" The Gemara is going to say, "Elamai, mevatel in Talmud Torah for a regular levaya that's rishus. Mevatel in Talmud Torah for." A meis mitzvah, that's a chiyuv. So therefore, the Gemara says a separate member. So it's another second raya that the Rush brings, that it's a rishus. Third raya, he's going both on Neitzos and Meis and Achnosos Kala. Both of them It's reshus to be a battle talmud type. The third raya he brings is from a gemara in Kalayim. It's a Mishnah. No, it's Yerushalmi. It's a gemara in Kalayim that says Rabbi Yossi have a Yosef Umasni Bava Taman Misa. Rabbi Yossi was teaching. There was a maze. Mandi Nafik Lai Amra Lai Kolom Umandi Yosef Lai Amra Lai Kolom. Those who went to the Levaya, he didn't criticize. And those who stayed to learn, he didn't criticize. Alma Rishusim. The third Raya, that's Rishus, because Rabbi Yossi was sitting and teaching and there was a maze, and these are three Rishus and Rayas, that's only Rishus. The Rush himself argues. The Rush brings all this same the Yesh Mefarshim. The Rush himself disagrees. He holds that the Chi of Gomor, to be Vatal Tamatara, like to Asameis Lachim of Kala, that it's an absolute Chi of. And he answers all three Rayas. The first Raya from our Gemara, from Yehuda Bar Ilai. What was the kasha? What's the chiddush? Rabbi Yehuda did it. Of course you do it. The Rosh says the chiddush is, because the Gemara elsewhere says that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, I think in the last Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Hey, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai didn't daven. He was terasa yom nasai. He davened once every 30 days. He was terasa yom nasai, and he was a mevatel tamat Torah even for tefillah. And the Gemara says that someone who's not mevatel for anything else is allowed to daven once in 30 days. So even Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, who was Teirasei Umnasai, who was on that level of Talmud Torah, that there was Deichet Tefila, still, for Simchas Chasa Bekala, he would go out. So, Memela, really it's a Chiyuv. The Kasha is, what's the Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai? So the Rashi answers, that's what the Chiddush is. On the second raya, what was the second raya? Was from the Gemara Megillah. It says there, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lameis Mitzvah. So the Kasha was, what do you mean Mevatlin Talmud Torah for anything? So the Rosh says in Achinami, Mevatlin Talmud Torah for anything. And the Gemara there is Lav Davka. The Gemara is talking a whole sugya about Meis Mitzvah. So it says, it mentions Meis Mitzvah, but it's taka true. It's any Meis that you're Mevatlin Talmud Torah. On the third raya, the Rosh says the biggest chiddush of all. The third raya was in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yossi was teaching Vahavi Taman Masya. So man didn't say anything, and man whoever stayed he didn't say anything. The Rosh learns they weren't going to a levaya. There was a mace in the building. There was a dead body in the building, and there were kayanim sitting and learning. So the Rosh. That a kayin who's learning and there's a mace, he's not mechuyev to be mevatelis taira because there's a mace to leave. That you're permitted, at least Rabbi Yossi and Yerushalmi hold, that a kayin is permitted to be in an ayala mace if it's tzarche limud taira. Tremendous chiddush. So the Lashon, that's why I read the Lashon Rishami, says Havi Taman Masya. Rabbi Yossi was teaching. There was a mace there. So the Yesh Mefarshim held a man, there was a Levayas HaMace. And therefore, the Sugi Rishami is talking whether you have to go to a Levayah or not. The Rosh says, no, of course you have to go to the Levayah. It wasn't the issue, it wasn't the Levayah. It weren't up to the Levayah. Somebody died. The question was, do Kayanim have to run out because there's a mace? So that Rabbi Yossi holds that Talmud Torah is daichet.
Is it a lav not to become tamei?
It's a lav not to become tamei. But one of right, the question is whether this refers to Tumah Derabanan. We paskin that a kain is allowed to be over on Tumah Derabanan for Talmud Torah or for Shiduchim. That's why a kayin is really allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Really, many Rishonim hold a kayin is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael because there's a tumah derabanan in Eretz Yisrael. But the reason Kainim leave is either for, there are three things, for Parnasa, for Talmud Torah, for Shidduch purposes. The question is whether the Yerushalmi holds even Tumah D'Oraisa. The Rosh brings two possibilities on that. Hakoponim, to Machlaikis, and this is a din Rishus, or if it's a din Chiyuv, we pass, kind of like the Rosh, that it's a Chiyuv Gomer. That it's a Chiyuv Gomer to do.
And
Kai being metame, no, we don't pass. We pass in that Kai is not metame. It's allowed to be metame is certain Tumah D'Rabbanus. A Tumah D'Rabbanus he's allowed to. I say certain things are machlokes in Mizrach. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Merakeid Atlas. Amar Rav Zeira Kamachsef Lon Saba. What is that mean? He was dancing Atlas. Whatever that means, dancing atlas, dancing with juggling. He was juggling three of something. I don't know how you juggle Bade Ada. Can you juggle Hadassim? A ball you can juggle. I don't know how they juggle Hadassim exactly. But stumble something to see. So Reb Zeira was upset. Reb Zeira said, Kamachsef Lon Saba. It's not covered. It's not covered at Torah. Here's Saba, there's the Talmud Chacham. And he's embarrassing us. Kinach nafshei ifsik amuda denaira bendidei l'kuli alma. Yet, when he died, an amuda denaira, a pillar of fire, was mafsik between Rav Shmuel and Rav Yitzchak and everyone else. V'kimiri, dala ifsik amuda denura ala l'chad bedar ala trey bedar. And we have a Kabbalah that's a simon that he's a gadol adar. On Rav Zeira, hani leishuti se l'saba. Or Rav Amri La Shitusei L'Saba, Rav Amri La Shitusei L'Saba. But he was saying that this thing that he danced in front of the Kaaba, that's what, it's that source that made him have this happen. Rav Chanan brings here a rush in Bava Metzia. The rush holds that when we say that if there's an aved in the street, the Talmud Chacham Be'inul Fi Kvaidai is not Mechuyiv to pick up the Aveda. Let's say Talmud Chacham is walking in the street, and there's an Aveda in the street, there's some old clothing, some old shmatis, there's a television. So it's an Aveda, so he's going to pick it up. It's not Fi Kvaidai to walk carrying these things in the street. So the Torah, we learn out of a pasuk that a Zakein Be'inul Fi Kvaidai, it's not mechuyev to pick up something that's not lafik faydai and carry it in the street. That's a gemara. The Rosh and the Rambam argue as to whether he has whether it's also for him to pick it up, or he's allowed to if he wants. The Rambam says he's not mechuyev to pick it up. If he wants, he could be meichel on his kavod. He's allowed to pick it up. And the Beis Yosef passed it this way. The Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch passed it this way. The Rosh holds, no. The Rosh holds that it's also for him to be Machmir. He's not allowed to be Mizal from Kavod HaTorah. And it's also for him to be Machmir on himself. And the Ramah paskins like the Rosh. So it's a Machlaikis, like a classic Mechaber Ramah, Sfaradim Ashkenazim. The Rambam holds that you're allowed to be, the Zakh is allowed to pick it up, and the Rosh holds that you're not allowed. Our Gemara is a Raya, which way? It's a Raya. So, the Chaira depends on which line you stop. The Gemara says, Amar Abzeira, Kamasaf Lan Saba. Amar Abzeira, it seems to be saying that. Like the Rush, Zera seems to hold. Komach the Wasabi criticized him for doing it. But what happened afterwards? It seems to be a raya that to the Rambam. How's the Rush going to learn what he said afterwards?
We don't rely on miracles.
What?
We don't rely on miracles.
We don't pass them for miracles. Yeah. True. Maybe we don't pass them for the miracles. He holds it's not a Bazayan. not b'zayin because it's a mitzvah, it's not a b'zayin b'atzer. I'll tell you, Rabbi Chanan, the answer. Rabbi Chanan says that Rabbi Zeir is a raya to the Rosh. The Gemara says the opposite. Gemara says it's sikla yamuta in the Rosh. So Rabbi Chanan says a chilek in the name of the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha, in Hilchos Shabbos, talks about the fact that certain Amiraim, Rava Malach Shibuta, certain Amiraim would prepare for Shabbos, they do things that la'alachayr, not la'fik vayda. Right? Rava would salt the fish. So, I guess the Bir Halacha is questioning whether that's la'fik vayda, called la'adar, salting fish. So the Bir Halacha says that the whole rush that says it's also to be mashmir is only talking in a place where it's not nicker that you're doing a mitzvah. See a Talmud Chacham walking in the street carrying shmatis. You don't know that he found it, that it's an aveda. It's not nicker that it's a mitzvah. So there, the rush says you're not allowed to be mashmir. However, when it's nicker that something is a mitzvah, everyone could tell he's dancing in front of a chasam mekala. It's noticeable. Everyone who looks at it knows that he's, or if salting fish erev Shabbos. Everyone looks at it knows what's he doing, salting fish. He's preparing for Shabbos. If when people look at it, they can see that it's outcovered for the mitzvah. In that case, there's no issur. The Rosh is made it to the Rambam. So the Rosh and Rambam argue when it's not nicker. When it's nicker, they don't argue. Could be taka, the reason is because we don't say that's not a bezayin. Not a bezayin. To dance in front of a chasan kala, dancing is itself a maisa mitzvah. It's not a bezayin to prepare the fish for that's not a bezayin. It's not a bezayin for a talachachim to go and work with the matzahs. Everyone knows it's matzah shel mitzvah. All these cases are things that are nicker. And if it's nicker, it's not to be halacha, it's mutter. And if so, we can answer that's Peshat and HaGemara. Reb Zeira was criticized him, but Reb Zeira was wrong. Because here it's nicker that the person is doing a mitzvah, and there the Rosh is Maida, there Lamaisa, it's Mutter. He brings a raya also from Navi, David Mecharker V'cholais. It says in the Pasuk that David was dancing in front of the Yaron. They ring up the Aaron, David Mecharker B'chalais, he was dancing with all his energy. So who criticized him? His wife criticized him. His wife, he was married to Shaul's daughter, to Michal Bashaul. And Michal criticized him. Michal said, that's the way a king behaves? Go dancing in front of the... Because for good measure she stuck in that my father would never have done that. Yeah, he was king. And he wouldn't have done it. It's funny, David answered, yeah, look what happened to your father at the end. Right? Your father was wrong. My says, that's what David told me. Your father was wrong. Your father was too much into the covet business. So the Bir Halacha brings a raya because David was right. David Mecharker B'chalais. And I think the Pasuk says that because she criticized him, she did not have any children, Ad Yoy Maisa. Didn't have any more children, Ad Yoy Maisa, because she should not have, I don't know if it means the woman's not supposed to criticize her husband, or maybe she did it publicly. So that was the problem. But at any rate...
He was also the king, so
that's the right. That's the Bir Halacha's right. Rabbi Chanan says that right is not a good right. Rabbi Chanan says that he might mask it to the aside. He says the raya from David is no raya. Because in a mitzvah that's been Adam Lamakim, in a mitzvah that's been Adam Lamakim Dika mitzvah, it's pasha that you can't say it's a bezayin for me. Any mitzvah that has to do with this between you and the Rabbeinu Shalom, say it's a bezayin. It's a bezayin to walk in the street with a lulav. Or the guy and look, walk in the street with a lulav. I don't want to shake lulav by halal. Of course you're wrong. There's no such thing. By mitzvah derai, by mitzvah rabbana, by any mitzvah that's been adam lamakayim, you can't say for me it's a bezayin. I don't want to do it. It's pashut. The Rosh and Rambam only argue by ben adam lachaveira. So from David that was dancing in front of the Aaron, he says it's not a raya, but nevertheless he accepts the sight of the Bir Halacha that if it's nikar it's mutter. So it turns out we have two atayra, either ben adam lamakim it's mutter, or if it's nikar then it's mutter. And our Gemara, the heter is based on the fact that it's nikar. I showed some people that there's a tshuva in the Chaves Yoyer Simur Yud. The shaila is if you're allowed, if a Talmud Chacham is allowed to be a musician at a wedding, since being a musician is a bezayin. So Yitzi Bald made a photostat out of this immediately yesterday when he heard about it. But he brings the same thing. He brings Agamara and he brings the Rosh and the Rambam, the same Achlaikis and the same discussion. And it's not necessarily so that today it's a Bizayan. I don't know. Just because in his day it was considered a Bizayan, it's not necessarily that it's that way today. Vakopanim, what we learn from Agamara is that these Tanoim, or the Raim, as the Rehuda Bar Eloi was a Tana, and Rav Shmuel Bar Bitzchak was an Amira, they went out of their way to dance in front of a chasen v'kal. Excuse me? Simurational. What? The Kavishurim brings it. The Kavishurim is here. I don't understand, I'm thinking about it myself, why an Avil is not allowed to go to Chasna. So I understand that Velus, there are many things that Chazal asked an Avil to do. But if it's a mitzvah, and it's such a big mitzvah, that I'm about on Talmud Torah, so I don't understand why Velus, there are many things you're not allowed to do. But mitzvahs, take away a mitzvah. I don't understand. I understand why it is that way. What? Nobody says it. And people say it, but it's a mistake. People say it. In Shulchan Aruch, these two sheep is if you're allowed to go to a chuppah. But the music is not the main problem. The music is not a big problem. Going to a wedding is an Easter, and the music is. Chuppah, so two sheep is in Shulchan Aruch. We'd rather pass against us to go to a chuppah unless they need you there. So you have a function. So you need the chuppah. At any rate, let's see the Gemara Vayita. Rav Acha Markiv La Kaspei Umerakid. Rav Acha was carried the kala on his shoulders and danced. Hamhir Rabbana. Anam Olev Rachi. Are we allowed to do that? Omer Lohu Idamian Aleichu Kikshura Lachaya Kidamian Kikshura. She's to you like a piece of wood, l'chaim, and it's okay. Eli. Which means basically that you're not allowed to. So, to pick up the kala and dancing up the kala, that's awesome. But this gemara is very important la'halacha. Very important la'halacha. No one's dreaming of this. But it's very important because there's a shaila that I mentioned to you earlier in the Masechta, what the issur negiyah is. Man to a woman, there's an issa d'iraisa of negiya. Like sikravu l'gali sarva. It's an issa taira for a man, l'nashek or l'chabek, to speak to varim shalchiba. A person not allowed to talk to an erva, or touch an erva. The question is if negiya she'enai shalchiba is asr. When negiya is asr, if it's also even if it's not shalchiba, the shach in Yeridayas in Mekuf Nun Zayin says that he has the aside Mekuf Nun Zayin of Katan Yud that negiya she'enai shalchiba chiba is mutter. That touching in a way that's not an inyan of chiba is mutter. Sometimes you give change and somebody touches as you give change, a woman can touch a man's hand, or if a woman falls in the street and somebody wants to help them get up. So the Shach says it's mutter. The Lashna Shach is Havat says Mekar Mikama Tanoim V'Ameiroim Shoyu Mechapkin U'Menashkin L'Bnei Seyem V'Achayei Seyem. Says we find in Shas Rayis that Eina Shalchiba is mutter. That's the heter for someone to have nigiya to erva that's not a taiva to him, a sister, but not marry a sister. But nigiya is not also to your sister, because nigiya, sister, is always not called, it's always called nigiya shein shalfiba. It's even though you might like your sister, but that level of ahava doesn't exist. The yetzahara of fiznus to an erva doesn't exist. And therefore, that's a nigiya shein shalfiba, mela, that's what. Yes. There's no difference between a guy and a Jew. How do you define Nikiya Shalchiba? That's a difficult question. Now, showing affection is Chiba.
Okay.
That's Nikiya Shalchiba, which is awesome.
Someone?
Excuse me?
What if it's in order to not embarrass someone? In other words, a patient comes into a room, a physician has to shake their hand or else they'll feel embarrassed.
There's no heter to be Ivor and Isser to not embarrass someone. The issue of shaking hands, I think I mentioned when we had this previously, the machlaikis about shaking hands is this machlaikis, whether it's Nigiya Shalchiba or not. Rav Moshe paskins that shaking hands is Nigiya Shalchiba, Rav Moshe holds it's aser, because shaking hands is an expression of friendship. And he holds in two tshuvas that it's aser. There's a third tshuva, which was printed after Rav Moshe's Patira, in which he writes that he heard that they are Mekilim. He writes, Mistam, the Mekilim hold that it's a Nigiya Shein HaShalchiba. That's how he explains. The Shoyel told him that, he mentions the Rav, I'm 100% sure, but, and he says, Mistam, he holds that it's Nigiya Shein HaShalchiba. And that's the Machlaikis, if shaking hands is Mutter or not, whether it's Rakapanim, this Gemara is a Makara, that Shein HaShalchiba is Mutter. It's Yidam Yalecha Kikshura. Armei Shmuel Ben Achmei, as she mentioned, the Beishmuel argues, the Beishmuel holds that even Nigiya Shein HaShalchiba is Aser. And that's why there are some Hasidim who, especially who are machmir, even on the Nigiya Shein HaShalchiba, they don't take change from the hands of a woman because they might come to Nigiya. And it has a Makar and Allah, the Beishmuel passed that it's also. The Shach passed that it's Mutter. And Rav Moshe holds that the Gala Allah is like the Shach. Omer Rav Yain is a Mutter, Lestakel Bifnei Akala Kol Shiva, Kedei Lechava Val Baila, Lestilchus HaKavasei. It's also listakel b'fnei hakal. Tana Rabbana, mavirin es hameis m'l'fnei hakal. If you have a situation where you have to give hakdama, kedima, to either a meis or a kala, one or the other, so mavirin es hameis m'l'fnei hakal. Why? Why mavirin es hameis? Why does a mace have kadima to a kala? Why does a kala have kadima to a mace? Does Rashi say? Rashi doesn't say, right? What's a svara? What's a svara? Why should a kala go before a mace? A mace is not alive. So therefore, the Ritva says, the Ritva says that Kavod Achai is before Kavod Ames. That's the pshat here in the Gemara. That Kavod Achai has Kedima to Kavod Ames. And that's why if you have a choice to give Kavod to the Ames should go first, or the Chai should go first, so Magdimin, so Mavirin is Ames. So the Kala goes first because the Chai has Kedima to the Ames. Right, there's the quote that Rav Pam used to say from the Chofetz Chaim that because of Kavod HaMeisim, the Mevazim, many situations come up because of Kavod HaMeis, the Mevayish people who are alive. He was talking about a case where there was a big machlaikis, whether to bury a mace in the mace war, the talis with tchelas. So there's a big machlaikis whether to bury the mace with the tchelas, not with the tchelas. So he said, Mishum Kavod HaMeisim, the Mevazim, well, you know. Nature is because Kavod HaMeis and people are Mevazachayim. Right? They have to fight about it and Mevayish each other. So that's the Ritva. This is how the Ritva learns. So according to the Ritva, the Gemara is not saying that one mitzvah is more than the other. It's just saying Kavod HaChai has Kedima to Kavod HaMeis. Look at the Taisis Yishanim on the side. Tan Rabbanam, Avirus Meis Lofnei Akala, Mikam Mashma. Kishyesh Oval Vachasim Bebesakneses Achasim Yaitzit Chilov. Vishushvinov. Vishuv Yaitzah Oval Menachmav. The Taisha Shalom not like the Ritva? The Taisha Shalom fit with the Ritva? Obviously not. Why? Yeah, he's talking about Aveilim. Taisha Shalom says, Mavir is the base of Neakala, Mikan Mashba, Shiesh Oval Vachasim Besakneses Achasim Yaitzit Chilov. Smash it from here. What do you mean smash it from here? Our Gemara is talking about the Kavod HaChai is before Kavod HaMeis. And you're talking where you have an Ovel and a Chasen. The Ovel's alive. And the Chasen's alive. So who goes first? No?
Usually
there's a Meis. So in our Gemara, you mean Mavirus Ameis, but to let him go first is covered for the Meis, not covered for the Ovel. Right, the question was first. So Teis Shonim argues with the Ritva. Teis Shonim holds that in Yonei, Tzarchei Ameis are more, are bigger mitzvah than Tzarchei Chasana. That Be'etzem, the mitzvah is a bigger mitzvah. That's what it sounds like from Teis Shonim. Teis Shonim. No, I mean, the kala is a bigger mitzvah than avol. Sorry, I said it back.
That
they were leaving. No, Menachmav, you're not Menachem before the Levaya. To be Menachem is after the Levaya.
There, there's a mitzvah of
You're right. I would agree with you, but Tais says mikan mashma. Tais is learning that that's pshat mikamara. So Tais is learning that the mitzvah of a chasana has kedima to the mitzvah of a levi. At Be'etzem, it's just a bigger mitzvah. What's the svara? Lechem Mishnah asks the question. Lechem Mishnah asks, the Rambam, first I have to tell you, the Rambam in Hilchos Avelus, Perek Yedalit Halacha Ches, says, "Menichin es hakala u'misaskim im ames." If you have a kala and a mace, menichin es hakala u'misaskim im ames, which seems to be a stira to our Gemara, which seems to be a stira to our Gemara. Our Gemara says, "Mavirin es hakala." Mavirin es ames, not hakala. Our Gemara says kala is first. The Rambam passes vakeret. So the Lechem Mishnah answers, no, our Gemara is talking about Kavod. Who goes first? Two people come to the same spot, who goes first? Our Gemara is saying Kavod Achai is more than Kavod Ameis. That's Kavod. The Rambam is not talking about Kavod, he's talking about the mitzvah. If you're going to do one mitzvah or the other, not talking about Kavod to let him go first. If you're going to do one mitzvah or another mitzvah, which mitzvah do you do? It's not the Rambam that Meis has Kedima to a kala, if you can only do one. If you can only do one, then that's kadima. So that. What?
Taisus would agree?
We have no right at Taisus would agree. Taisus also seems to be talking about kadima, no? See, Pashtus. What is the Lechem Mishnah learning in the Rambam? That out Kavod. The Kavod Achai is before the Kavod Ameis. That's a mitzvah, Meis goes first. That fits well with the Ritva. With the Ritva, that our Gemara is talking about Kavod Achai being before Kavod Ameis. The way I understand the Taisis Yishanim seems to say that the mitzvah of Kala is a bigger mitzvah than the mitzvah of Lorayim. That seems to be more like, not like the Rambam. Seems to be more not like the Rambam. So it seems to be Chalukei Deis here, which is bigger, the mitzvah of Levaya or the mitzvah of a Chasna. Someone can only do one. He can either only go to a Levaya or only go to a Chasna. It's rare it comes up, because the Chasnas are at night and Levaya is by day. But Lo Yitzur will come up such a thing. The person has a choice, he can either go to a Levaya or to a Chasna. So it turned out that it will be totally this Machlaikis. Taisi Yishanim learns that Kala is a bigger mitzvah than Levaya. And the Rambam learns, and the Ritva learns, the Rambam certainly learns that Levaya is a bigger mitzvah than the chasen. Lechemishta brings a brisa Masechtas Smachais, which is very confusing. You have to listen to the lashon of the brisa. Giving it to you word for word, I'm giving it to you basically the lashon, and you have to tell me if the which way it is. The lashon of the brisa is that hachnasas kala is kaidim lelavayas emes. Fair. Hachnasas kala kaidim lelavayas emes. Aval chasidim harishaynim hayu menichin esakala umalavin esames. Shneamar toiv lo leches lebeis aval lo leches lebeis amishn. Do you hear a brisa? It's an incredible, astounding brisa. The brisa goes, starts. Achnasas kala kaidim lelavayas emes. Talach. Aval chasidim rishaynim ayaminichin esakala umalavin esemes. Shneamar it's a pasuk. Title of the beis amar lachazol lebeis amishta. So what do you come away with? Which has kedima? Which one's first? So it's beferish, right? How could be eitz tayv against the halacha? Halacha is that chasna has kedima. That's what it seems to say. That the halacha is, I think the way to understand the braisa, the chamishna asked the kasha from this braisa. That the braisa says, it's funny, the way he asked it, the braisa says that kala comes first, and the Rambam says meis comes first. It seems the way to understand the braisa is that liyetzah mitzvah, kala comes first. And the etzah mitzvah, kala is first. But chasidim rishayim, they used to go. It says toiv lo leches obeisa avam leches obeisa mishta, and the pasuk explains what the ma'ila is. What's the ma'ila going to beisa avam? So the pasuk says because it's saif kol adam v'chayitem alivai, because a person goes to levaya, he can use it. It's like a musa seida. A person can get musa from going to levaya. Person who's 20 years old goes to levaya. If someone who's 80, he doesn't have such a big muscle. But if someone, someone has to go to levaya, if someone that's close to him in age, so achayitin alibay. So what it's saying is really out mitzvah achnasas kalas first. But a person, you know, chayecha kaidman. If you're going to gain more from going to beis avol, you can go to beis avol. You gain more. I don't mean. Kashmir stick away. I mean, a ruchni stick away. If you gain more, so you go, so you do that. So you come out then that Achnasas Kala is Kedima. But anyway, bottom line, we have a machlokes. Taisi Shadim seems to hold that the Etzem Kala is first, and he says that's Pshat in our Gemara. The Kala is a bigger mitzvah than Levaya. And the Rambam and the Ritva hold that really, the Rambam clearly holds that really Levaya is a bigger mitzvah than Kala. Our Gemara is only talking about Kavit. Which one do you give Kavit to go first? So that's our Gemara. But it's nothing to do with which mitzvah is bigger. This is the Machlokes. Avizev is Emelfne Melch Yisrael. Omru Alav, Alagrifa Samelech, Shavar, Melfne Hakalav, Shepchul Chachav. He was king. Now really, Zev is Emelfne Melch Yisrael. Really, the king should go first. And Agrifa, let the Kala go first, Shepchul Chachav. Zakti Gemara Shechu Mechal the Shaper Avin. What? He did the right thing by me, Michael, and his covered Amar of Ashi. And Philemon the Yaman Nasi Shemachal Kvaide Kvaide Machal. Shemachal Kvaide Ain Kvaide Machal. Domar Mar. Saim Tosim Alecha Mela Shetei Masi Alecha. So what's going on? How in the world could he allow the Kala to go first? He's not allowed to do that. Mel Shemachal Kvaydei and Kvaydei Machol. And the Gemara, Parashas Derachim, have a very hard terrace. Parashas Derachim, have a, it wasn't Nicker what he was doing. Has that answer Kasha? Has that answer Kasha? Kasha is a Melech Nalav Yimachal on his covet. Terrace is, it wasn't Nicker. So therefore, So what does that mean? That means that not privately he's allowed. The Shita Mukubetzes learns, and it's really Yisaitis de Kipshat, in he says the Melech is allowed to be Meichelis Kavod. Melech is allowed to be Meichel. But the people have a mitzvah of Soim Tosin. When it says the double Lashon, Soim Tosin, what do we darshan? Right? When you find an Aveda, it says a double Lashon. I say Hashav Tishibe. Says, what do we learn from the double Lashon? So the Gemara says, even if he loses it 100 times, Shlomazel, lose it all 100 times. So you still have a mitzvah to return. I feel a meyapah. It's like the Shita Mukubetza, Soim Tosin is pshat, that you have a king. He's Michael is covered. Soim Tosin after Lameyapam. He's Michael, you have a mitzvah again to be Mechavin. Now you have a new mitzvah. He's Michael, that mitzvah of covered. Soim Tosin. You have to do another Sima and consider him your king. So that the people are obligated to constantly not accept the king's Mechila. The king himself, if he wants to be Michael, he's allowed to be Michael. If the people that are not allowed to accept the king's Mechila. So let's say the king is Michael in a way which the people don't realize. That's okay. That's Monte. This Shita is very yisaidistic because the Rambam paskins by a Merid B'Malchus HaMelech Rishoy LaHargoy. If somebody is Merid B'Malchus against a king, the Rambam says HaMelech Rishoy LaHargoy. He's allowed to kill him. So the Achrayim ask, what do you mean Rishoy LaHargoy? Melech Shemachos Vayde Enk Vayde Machol. Should be obligated to kill a Merid B'Malchus. But according to the Shita Mukubetzes, it's very good. The king is allowed to be Michael. The king doesn't want to kill him. He's not allowed to kill him. If it's something by the people, they have a mitzvah Soim Tosim. What's between the people and the king? So they have a mitzvah Soim Tosim. What's between the king and himself? He's Rishai. Well, he could be Michael. What's he Michael? He's allowed to. Rishai Lahar. So this is how the Well, the king has avoided, you know, there's a certain covet of the king where everything stops and the king goes through. So if there's a chasna, you have to stop because the king is going through. That's a covet. So he ignored that covet. He went on a different road where he wouldn't have that covet. And anyway, therefore, but he still gave up his cover that he could have had. He passed up on the cover that he could have had. He could have enforced his cover, and he did. Now, passing up on the cover is what he did. Okay, we still have a small piece of this Gemara to go. Obviously, we're going to get back into the Ksubis, so please, in the other days, we'll go further, even though tomorrow we'll finish up.